Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
You're not a gangster, you don't know. But he was riding shotgun with me, and he was running the CD. You know, in my vehicle, it's got one of them six-changer CDs, but it's back in there in the back. But it's also got a slot you can slide just one in. And he's running the CD. And I said, son, because I had this unction, again, an intuition, to turn on David Ingles. Just an urge, a strong urge, turn on David Ingles right now. And I said, Randall, that's my son's name. I said, Randall, I said, take that and turn it off just a minute and put on Brother David Ingles. He said, no, Daddy. He said, this is just getting good. He said, let's keep Papa Hagin on here and listen to the authority of the believer. You know. And I said, all right, son, we'll put him right back on. I said, but just turn him on. And as soon as he hit the radio button, it was Sister Billy Brown said, I'm having a meeting at Collinsville, Oklahoma. And when she said that, the word of the Lord came to me in that car audibly like a voice and said, turn around and go back. Turn around and go back. So what are you doing? I'm being led of the Holy Ghost, patterning myself after the way that God wants me to go and not the way I want to go. Why? Because that's where the glory is going to be for me. And wherever God has patterned for you to be and designated for you to be, you've got to be there if the glory is going to show up in your life. You've got to follow Him. And sometimes following Him is not the way of your natural head. Well, it didn't fit nothing naturally. We're way away from there. We're headed home. Got many things to do. But I whirled around to my wife and I said, honey, I said, I believe I heard the Holy Ghost say, turn around and go back. I said, we got to go to this meeting for some reason. There's a divine connection that we got there. And so she said, I sense that too. We got to go back. And I said, Randall, what about you? He said, the Holy Ghost said, go back. He said, we got to go back. So we went and we finally got back to Collinsville, Oklahoma, which is up 169 north, you know, out of Tulsa. And we're going up there, and I didn't know where the church was. I didn't know how to locate it. We got the phone book, called the, you know, 411-911-711, whatever 11 it was, and trying to locate it. We finally got the church number because we knew it was the Glorious Church Fellowship, but we didn't know where it was located. And so when we called the church, we got a recording because it's on a Saturday, you know, and they had the meeting on a Sunday. And so I decided we're going to find this church. I said, Randall, you know how to follow the Holy Ghost? He said, yes, Daddy. He said, you and Mama taught me. I said, well, you sit over there shotgun. And I said, help me hear the Holy Ghost. And Collinsville, of course, if you've been around there, you know, it's not Columbia, South Carolina. You know, but it's got a few streets and roads that you could get lost on in there, especially it'd take you a long time to drive over every street in the town. I said, son, I just believe, let's just set our faith in agreement. We grabbed hands and the Holy Ghost is going to lead us right to this church and we're going to know exactly where we need to go. So I grabbed hands, we prayed, and we started going down the road, the main road off of 169. We turned and went, turned left. You got to exit off and turn left. It takes you up through there. We're going down through the road, you know, and he would say, Daddy, you think we ought to turn right here? I said, no, son, just hang on. I don't sense in my spirit we need to turn. I've done this a lot as a traveling minister. I've had pastors give me directions backwards. Every time you're supposed to turn right, you're supposed to turn left. Of course, your pastors didn't do that to me, you know. They brought me right in, thank God. But you have to be led in the Spirit. And so we were going, I'd say, son, you think we ought to turn here? He said, no, Daddy, the Holy Ghost said, go straight. I said, okay. So we finally got down to staying on this road. We got down to what you call a three-way stop. You know, there's a road you could go this way, or go that way. You could turn three ways here. And I said, Lord, what do we do? And I heard these words, straight and narrow is the way. I said, son, I got it. Honey, I got it. It's straight in there. It's straight ahead of us somewhere. I'm talking about patterning yourself after God by learning to be led of the Holy Ghost because that's where the glory's at. So here we are. And I took off straight. And then I saw a big building up there on my right, kind of off the road. And I said, this must be it. So I turned off of that road up towards that building. And my son spoke up, Randall, said, no, Daddy, you missed it. The Holy Ghost said, this ain't it. He said, it's right up the road up yonder, 200 or 300 yards. He's 13 years old. So my wife said, you better listen to your son. And I said, yes, ma'am. So I whirled around up there in the parking lot, and I went back out, got back on that road, went 200 or 300 yards, and guess what we saw? A glorious church fellowship. We pulled up in there, went and, you know, and tried to get in the building, knocking on the door, with no cars around. There wasn't none that said what time the service started. We didn't know, you know. And so I said, "Lord, what do we do?" He said, "Turn on 90.5. Turned it on. And Sister Billy Brim said, "Join me at Glorious Church Fellowship at 10 o'clock in the morning." I said, "We got it, boys." And I went there. And when we went to that meeting the next morning, it was packed out. It would seat about, I don't know, 150, if that much, maybe 125. It's not a real big auditorium. But anyway, it was packed out. I'm still talking about being led of God. And when I walked in, I thought, "Oh, Lord," they were standing up out in the, what we used to call the vestibule. What do you call it now? Same thing? Or what? Anyway, huh? Vestibule, he said it's all right. But it's anyway, y'all, that thing you got right back there. You know what I'm talking about? A lobby. Oh, excuse me. We highfalutin here. You know, but yeah, the lobby of the church. That's the word I'm looking for. He's been sharp tonight, hasn't he? I'll tell you, he's sharper than y'all give him credit for. But anyway, yeah, the lobby of the church there. But they used to call it vestibule in the assembly of God, you know, in the church of God. But anyway, I went in there and there was people everywhere. I thought, "Oh, Lord." There was no seats. I stuck my head in, and I mean, it's packed. People standing around the walls. And my wife said, "What do we do?" I said, "Just keep walking. God said, come." So I walked on in the door to the main auditorium, you know, having to just kind of step on people's feet to see where we're going to go. And all of a sudden, this lady said, "Well, Brother Randy Greer, what in the world are you doing here?" I said, "What are you doing here?" It's a lady that I knew. Said, "What are you doing here?" She said, "Well, believe it or not," she said, "I'm the secretary of the church." I said, "You are?" She said, "What can I help you with?" Well, I said, "How's a fella go about getting a seat in this place?" She said, "Well, you can't unless you know me." She said, "Something told me that I needed 3 seats. He said, come right down here to the 4th row." And he said, "I've been saving these seats for you, your son, and your wife. Come sit down." She didn't know I was coming, but she was led by the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you, the glory of God was there. He made a way where there was no way. And I'm here to tell you, God can make a way in your life where there is no way, where it looks like you can't come. If you'll just keep walking, being led by the Holy Ghost, He'll put you in the place you need to be in. And of course, they went and told Sister Billy Brim that I was there. And of course, she'd come out and talk to my wife and I. She was glad to see me. You know, we'd been acquainted over the years from Brother Hagin Ministry and things like that. And then she ministered and everything. And then, of course, that night she said, "We're going to have your seats on the front row." I didn't ask them. That's what she said. "I want you on the front row." I said, "Yes, ma'am." When she tells you to do something, just obey. Just do it. And so when I come in, I knew. And they had, I knew Sister Rachel Tiffetiller was supposed to be there, but I looked around kind of disappointed because she wasn't. And I knew she was elderly, you know, now. But I sensed somehow Sister Rachel and Sister Billy, the connection for us was between them two. Not that nobody else didn't have a connection, but it was a divine connection. We came there to get something, you know, get into the glory. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we come to do. And so I'm standing up there in the front row, and the service that night turned into a Holy Ghost service. And if you think I'm long-winded, Sister Billy, our service, I think, went 3.5 to 4 hours. And Brother David Ingalls was there. He was up there playing. We talked. You know, I'm on the road show with him every now and then, Nelson Pendergrass. Anybody ever heard him do the road show? And they said, "We're sitting around the old kitchen table." That's not a kitchen table. It's a stool sitting in the studio, and they just knock on it. It's a wooden stool. They said, "We're sitting around the old kitchen." I said, "You ought to quit a line." They had me on there. Of course, we were joking with them, you know. They, my elders in the Lord, many times over, and I highly respect them. But I was sitting on there one time with them, you know, doing some stuff, and I was just preaching away and sharing my testimony and sharing scripture, sharing the wonderful things of God. And they had a commercial break right in the middle of it. Him and Nelson started selling cows. I said, "My God, we're trying to get people saved, and you're trying to sell cows." He said, "Well, I got to get rid of that heifer out there." I said, but anyway, you know, my God, they're good people. They've been around for a while, but he was there. He was doing the praise and worship. Brother Nelson was there. And then it got packed out. They had people all sitting down in front. Brother Eller came, his wife. And I remember he's older now. Is he still around, I guess? Yeah. But anyway, his wife goes around the church, but you don't see him often. So I think he's kind of, you know, down some. But anyway, they came and they brought them right down to the front. They had chairs sitting everywhere. And Sister Billy's ministering to people, and it's a Holy Ghost kind of service, you know. And she appointed several people, quite a few, you know. So if the Holy Ghost gives you something, get up and give it. Pray for somebody or sing or whatever you want to do. And she got set some guidelines in order for it. She said, now, if I didn't point you out, don't get up and say nothing unless you raise your hand. She said, because we don't want things to get out. She said, it's not that I don't trust you. She said, I don't know you. She said, I know the people that I talked about, and I know that they're not going to get this thing out of order and kill the spirit. So anyway, I'm standing up there, and I kept sensing they got to pray for me. I got to get something. And so finally, Sister Billy was standing up there. Brother David Ingalls was singing. And right at the end of his worship song that we were singing all together, she said, Brother Randy, you and your wife come up here. She said, God told me He sent you here for a special purpose. She said, you're here to get an anointing. You're here to get a divine deposit. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll pattern yourself after God by following the Holy Spirit and do what He says do, you'll be in the right place at the right time for divine miracles to take place in your life. Well, she called my wife and up, and I started walking. I said, well, this is good in my spirit. I'm saying to myself, but I knew Sister Rachel was supposed to pray for us, and they had brought her in, by the way, and set her in the back in a high wingback chair, comfortable chair, you know, because she was elderly, wish she wouldn't have to walk in and climb over seats and everything. And while I was walking, she said, nope, that's not it, Sister Billy said. Go back there to where Sister Rachel is, you and your wife, and kneel down. And then she started calling other people that was there, them saints of God. I'm talking about some of them saints had been around so long that I was almost an ain't. I'm talking about the kind that could still shout the buns down. I mean, they were there in this service. I mean, Bobby Pins went to flying there a couple of times because they were getting excited. But no, but that's one of them old-time dancers and shouters. But anyway, we went back there and knelt down, and Sister Rachel Tiefertiller, my Lord, she looked as frail, you know, looked like she'd break. She's so tiny, you know. But all of a sudden, she'd never prayed for me. I'd seen her before, but I did not know her personally. But she grabbed my wife and I and shook us like a bulldog would a bone and started praying in another tongue. I thought, oh God, if she don't kill us, we're going to get something. Brother, she was shaking us and carrying on and talking to us and praying in the spirit. Sister Billy come back, twirling around with her handkerchief in the air. Whee! You know, she said, folks, let me tell you how he got here. Said he was driving down the road and he was headed in another direction. Said the Holy Ghost spoke to him and told him to turn around and come back. She said, oh God. She said, it pays to obey God. Said if he hadn't have turned around and he hadn't have followed the Holy Ghost and he hadn't have come back, he wouldn't have get this anointing that he's supposed to get tonight with Sister Rachel and I laying hands on him that's going to prepare him for his future.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.